Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everyone. We are working hard on the second part of season three and are on schedule to be back in April in under 2 months. If you're a $5 patron, there's also a full-length bonus episode coming out before that. What you're about to listen to is an episode that was originally recorded for the podcast How I Make Music, a show that explores the music and musicians behind audio dramas. Last year, our composer, Frederick Barden, hosted an episode and talked about the Amelia theme and its many variations. We thought you might be interested in this, so we'd like to thank John Bartman of How I Make Music for letting us share this episode with you. If you like what you hear and are curious to hear from other composers, you can check out How I Make Music on your podcatcher. So, without further ado, here is Frederick Barden's episode of How I Make Music.
The piece of music we're listening to in the background is called the Amelia Project theme. Is a fun and eccentric piece that was written for the dark comedy audio drama The Amelia Project, written by Øystein Ulfsberg Brager and Pip Thorne. Today we'll break it down and look at some of the insight into why and how this music was made. You're listening to How I Make Music, where behind-the-scenes musicians get to tell their own stories. Every Wednesday, we break apart a song, soundtrack, or composition, and investigate the insights into how it was made. My name is Frederick Baden. I'm a composer from Oslo, Norway, and this is How I Make Music. Welcome back to How I Make Music. This is episode 71 by me, Freddy, and thanks for listening in. I come from a really creative family. Maybe the more defining points in my life was making music for an ensemble in high school. In the graduation, we played that piece, and the reception was something very heartwarming for me. It's something that makes me choke up sometimes when I think about it. Here, take a listen.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project.
The Amelia Project is an eccentric and weird comedy drama, which is about a secret organization that fakes its clients' deaths.
If you hesitated, do not proceed.
Give them the possibility to reappear with a new identity. And it could be anything from eccentric cult leaders or scientists or politicians, or we even had an AI at one point.
Provided you have feelings.
I am programmed to assimilate and display feelings.
Oh. Do you feel?
You are not my therapist.
You certainly are a fascinating, woman.
Thank you. Do not hit on me.
And they're all desperate to disappear. The only way to get the services of the Amelia Project is that you have a really interesting story to tell. And that's how they choose you. So in today's episode of How I Make Music, we deal with the version 7.6 of the musical theme for the Amelia Project. And I'll explain more later about why it's version 7.6, but just be aware that there are many versions of this musical theme. My girlfriend and I watched Dirk Gently on Netflix, and I liked the music so much that I wanted to find the theme tune and the soundtrack on online. And I searched for it, but then I got the British version, the BBC version. And I kept that in mind for making this theme later, so it kind of shares the same rickety-rackety sound. It also reminds me of Dexter, the TV show. With the morning routine, which is played at the start of every episode. Which is also this feel of some ominous weirdness. I guess. So I was approached by Øystein, one of the writers. He wanted me to write the theme. We started talking about what the Emilia project was. I started sending versions to them. And they kept kind of saying, no, this is too serious, or this is too... This doesn't really hit the mark about how silly this show is. My family has a cabin down in Fredrikstad, which is funny because it's Fredrik's place. And we have a pedal organ there where you have to use your feet to get some sound. I just made this umpapa 3/4 rhythm. Bounced it out and sent it to them just to find an extreme where, of course, they're not gonna go with this because this is way too silly. And then they just said, yeah, this is perfect. We just develop this. Big sound with a big melody and big drums and big bass. And then you try to offset that with some plucky chords. Piccolo flute. And some really honky strings. So I've made a few versions of this now, trying to suit the story of that particular episode. So we have an episode which is about a funfair park that is called Hell. So I made a metal version of it. There's about these two Italians, and I tried to make this mafioso Italian version. And then there's this Egyptian one, where they... I can't really say it because it's a freaking spoiler alert. And we were in Scotland, so of course we need bagpipes. And we had a Christmas special, and I wanted to Frank Sinatra the shit out of it. I can't say that, can I? So this is why I kind of have to use this numbering system. We really love to collaborate with others and challenge ourselves. And for World Audio Drama Day in 2018, we collaborated with none other than four other audio dramas. So I Frankensteined all of the themes into one theme. It went like this. I completely butchered them, but it was really a lot of fun. What one of the key aspects of it, I think, is the opening, which is just this beep to make suspense. This theme is in F minor, so I set the beep to be in C. Kind of feel of landing when you start the theme. It's up there and up there and up there, and then the theme crashes in. So I kind of like that. There are five layers to the keyboards in this theme tune. The strings are very prominent with their bitey sound. And there's Rhodes. And there's the accordion, which gives a nice touch. And a dream piano to fill out the top end. And some bitey harpsichord. And a mellotron that comes in the B part for the dreamy kind of filling out the gaps. And all of these are playing different notes in the chord. It's easy to copy paste and then everybody plays the same, but it doesn't really fill out the frequency spectrum.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
So the drums are using a lot of subdivision emphasis to keep the momentum going. Everything else is very oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa. Even though they're going boom, boom. I have a habit of trying to make sense out of weird things. When I hear something, wow, why does this sound weird? And then I try to find out what kind of chords they are. Oh, it's because it's Phrygian, or it's Locrian, or it's C major, and then it's all of a sudden B flat minor. That sounds weird. The chord progression and the scale for this theme is not just normal harmonic minor. It's a mix between Phrygian and Locrian, I think, actually. It starts in F minor and then G flat major, which is in the Phrygian scale. Then back to F minor and up to A flat minor. And that minor third allows to get this tritone feel between the natural B and F. It doesn't belong in the scale. It's really the odd one out. In the B section, B major, A flat major, G flat major, C major, and then we resolve to F minor. and sounds off and it sounds weird, that resonates, I think, with how this podcast and audio drama is supposed to be a bit absurd and off-putting, but also quite funny. You even get a piccolo flute fanfare. And that's about it for this week's episode. We'll listen to the full track in just a moment, but before we do that, thank you for listening to How I Make Music. Catch new episodes every Wednesday on Spotify or Apple or wherever else you get your podcasts. We've been listening to music featured in the audio drama The Amelia Project.
We've reached The Amelia Project.
To hear the full story or to check out my other compositions, check out the link to my homepage in the show notes. Visit howimakemusic.com to learn more about the aims of the show and for bonus behind-the-scenes stuff for each episode. How I Make Music is created by John Bartman, and he's a really good guy. For audio experiences that keep people listening, contact John Bartman via the show notes. Because the theme song is really quite short, we're going to be listening to a few different versions back-to-back. So get out your cocoa and listen to these different versions of the theme for the Amelia Project in their entirety. My name is Frederick Baden, and thank you for listening to How I Make Music. We'll catch you next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space. Multiverse. Stars. One stars. One star reviews. Join Negative Nancy and Chatbot aboard the Space Windu as they bring you the worst one-star reviews from all across the universe.
I'm supposed to say that we promised to bring you the very best one-star reviews from all across the multiverse. But you know what? I don't believe it. I don't believe that for one second.
I'm rating my driver Marcus one star. Not for his driving ability, but instead for his disloyalty and cowardice.
Lackluster moon vacations. A can of beans. Abandoned malls. Cat beds that don't come in human sizes. Dragon stuff. Come have a laugh back at the one-star reviewers. Listen to the one stars wherever you get your podcasts.